When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Second Date Update time. Julie joining us on the show today. Either going to get a second date out of this or win some wonderful consolation at Twin Peaks. Good morning, Julie. How you doing?
Hey, Frito. Hey, Katie. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Well, we're getting better every day now that it gets closer to Halloween. Even Second Date Updates aren't phasing us right now. We're big fall freaks on the show.
Same. I mean, Halloween is great, but yes, I am all about the fall.
Yeah, from your email, we got the vibe that you were into the fall. Why don't you tell us about what you did on your date?
We gathered.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe this might have been where I went wrong, but basically we went pumpkin spicing.
What is that? Pumpkin spicing, like for the uninitiated like myself. What does that entail?
Okay. So it means that we went to Trader Joe's to buy as much pumpkin spice stuff as we could find. And then we went home and just kind of sampled it all.
I know you shop like almost exclusively at Trader
Joe's. Love me some Trader Joe's.
Isn't that a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Like a lot. Yes. A lot of stuff.
How far down the list did you guys get?
I mean, it wasn't that much stuff, but there was way more than I thought we were going to get. Like off the top of my head, I know we did the pumpkin bisque, which was amazing. Pumpkin empanadas. We got some of the spicy pumpkin samosas that like people usually rave about.
Right.
The pumpkin roll, pumpkin cheesecake. Oh, and pumpkin spread. That might have been my favorite.
Okay, we've got the points. You did
an alarming
sample
amount of pumpkin.
But I don't even think that even puts a dent in their list, by the way. Like, it really is nuts. I guess some of that stuff ended up being pretty good. Was there anything that you would say didn't measure up?
Well, that's why you do this at Trader Joe's. Like, it's all going to be good.
Yeah, fair.
Their worst product still tastes okay. Just, I don't recommend trying this at, like, Walmart or Target, because that's where you can find real disaster.
You gotta be choosy about your venues.
Are you speaking from experience, I'd guess?
Yes, I've been burned in the past.
Yes. All right, so you got all the pumpkin stuff at Trader Joe's. What did y'all do with it?
Yeah, where did you bring the haul?
We went back to my house to eat it, and just we streamed a bunch of stuff on Disney Plus.
And you thought that you thought this might not have been the best date idea. Are you thinking that this was because he wasn't like a big fan of fall? You know, because I mean, some people, you know, pumpkin is not their particular vibe, and maybe all of this at once scared him off.
Right. Well, no. So it's hard to find a guy that is that into fall, right? But he didn't enjoy the food, I thought, and he actually ended up staying over at my place.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I thought it went really well, but obviously something isn't right because he hasn't spoken to me since.
Okay, so if it's not pumpkin spice, if we take that out of the equation, any other reasons you can think as to why you haven't heard back from old Mickey?
Honestly, that's why I emailed you two. I cannot think of anything. Minus getting hit in the face with a full dose of fall in one sitting. Like I said, he ended up staying over, and I think he had a great time, so I'm just so confused.
Well, we can help with that. Mickey, getting a call from us. We're going to get him on the phone coming up at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So Julie went to a pumpkin spicing.
Yeah.
On her date with Mickey.
Sounds like a lovely time.
I gotta say, that's points for creativity. You know, like, I've not heard of that kind of a date before.
I think it's super cute. Even if you didn't like pumpkin, but you're at a Trader Joe's, that's dope. I mean, you're gonna find something
right. You still
like,
got
right?
to go to the store, yeah. Check out all their new products. I mean, it just seems fun. And then watching Disney Plus, I don't know who could hate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Mickey. Seems ironic, but it's neither here nor there. Let's see if we can't get Mickey on the line. Hey, Mickey, are you there?
Hello? Who's this?
Mickey, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we're calling you today with a fantastic second date package, okay? So you can build whatever second date you'd want to go on. The only catch is we get to pick the person you go with.
Oh, okay, I've heard of this. It's this thing. All right.
Yes, it is this thing.
Fantastic way to refer to this segment.
And now it's new and improved. So we basically can get you hooked up whether you want to go out with this girl again or not, thanks to Twin Peaks.
Okay, I'm guessing this is about Julie?
Yes. Yes, we are calling about Julie. Yes.
Okay, yeah. That was, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's probably the most terrifying, is the word, experience I've been through, like, ever.
I mean, I get that pumpkin products aren't really for everyone, but... Seems a little...
I wouldn't go that far.
Right?
Wouldn't say terrifying.
We're exaggerating
a bit. Yeah, it seems like a stretch.
A little over the top?
No, it wasn't the pumpkins. That's not what I'm talking about, no.
So what happened?
All right. I mean, look, it's kind of a long story, but you guys have, like, seen a sleepwalker, like, in real life, right?
No. No, I've never seen anyone
sleepwalking. Yeah, never experienced this in my life.
Okay, well, I have. My brother, growing up, my brother had, like, a few episodes and even kind of a history with it. And this... needless to say, was different, like so, very different.
So she was a sleepwalker, like, or she was sleepwalking or something?
More like sleep, literally everything, sleep everything. It's 3 a.m. I hear noises. I wake up and notice she's not in bed with me. So I went into the living room and then I saw her in the kitchen over by the stove and she's cooking or I guess like, yeah, trying to cook. She's pulling out the pots, the pans, skillets, cutting boards.
What?
And the ingredients made, like, zero sense, like, at all. I call her out, or, like, call out to her. She doesn't answer, and I realize she's asleep. And then it clicked with me. Like, I remembered my brother when we found him growing up, and it would just, like, I would lead him back to bed when this would happen. So, like, I tried to do that with her.
Okay.
And I went over there and tried to guide her back to the bedroom, but the wildest part, which I had never seen before, she's like talking to me, but like not just talking, she kept saying she needed to feed her dragons, and at one point she even grabbed her purse and keys and tried to head out the door.
I
thought she was like, it wasn't anything I've ever seen. I thought she was like possessed.
Did she ever wake up like during this?
No, and that's why, like, I was panicking. I was so scared. I was like, okay, I've got to get her up. She's gonna kill herself pulling out cutting boards and sharp stuff. Like, I tried to get louder and louder, but she wouldn't snap out of it. And I didn't want to, like, put my hands on her or anything.
Yeah.
So I just sort of ran what we called it, like, with my brother, I ran what we'd call, like, interference. Like, I didn't let her outside towards anything sharp. And after a while, she just, like, walked over to the couch, laid down, went back to sleep. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'm going to go back to bed, tell her what happened in the morning. But when I woke up, she was, like, there beside me in the bed. Like, I thought it was all a dream at first. That's how crazy the whole situation was.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that this happened again.
Again?
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mickey. Oh. So Julie's been on the phone. She wanted to know what was going on, why she hadn't heard from you. Julie, is this something that happens on a regular basis?
No. I am so embarrassed. I mean, yeah, it's happened before, but it's been a long time. Like, that's nuts. I even took an Ambien because I usually sleep rough when someone else is in bed.
Oh my God, that explains it. That it was the Ambien.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Everyone has some crazy story about Ambien. You can find it online. I know people with those stories.
What, like that?
I mean, like, it was definitely the Ambien. I mean, how often do you take, I don't know, like, this wasn't sleepwalking. You were, like, talking, you were tearing up everything in the kitchen. You were trying to operate heavy machinery. Like, that's next level. That's the Ambien.
Well, I don't think it's the Ambien, though, just because I have sleepwalked in the past every once in a while. I don't know. It's not as bad as the times that I've shopped. Like, I've probably spent like $600 or so on things I bought off Amazon when I was unconscious. Like, I never even remember until the stuff shows up at my doorstep.
Oh my
God. $600? What?
So when you spent the $600, do you remember if you took Ambien before those episodes?
Hold on, because actually, I might have. Are you sure you're serious about this?
Yes, 100% serious. Ambien, it wrecks people. Like, I'm very serious. I've heard about this before.
Our minds are absolutely blown by this. Like, is that...
This is a thing.
That's common?
Like, what?
How come we haven't heard more people, like, walking out in the streets?
Yeah, y'all all
zombies?
Got stories or something?
Ambien, there should be Ambien zombies everywhere if that's true. Isn't that, like, the most common sleep aid on the planet?
That's what I thought. Okay, before that, let's get this out of the way.
Okay.
Is there a chance of a second date? Like, what if Julie promises not to pop any more Ambien? You know, no Ambien involved, Nikki.
This is solvable.
I mean, I stayed the night. I clearly had a good time.
You saved
so
your life.
If there's not Ambien or weird sleepwalking Guy Fieri moments, then yeah, there could be a second date.
Okay, all right. Okay, see, this is
good. Don't know why you needed to throw Guy Fieri under the bus there.
Yeah, like, that seems like a wonderful thing to wake
up
to in the middle of the night. All right, guys, hang on the line. Let's get y'all hooked up with a second date, okay?
Okay, I promise no more Ambien. Oh, my God, now I'm even more embarrassed.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.